The bushfires have killed 18 people. They've killed close to half a billion animals.
Iraqi Shia militia supporters have broken down the US embassy gate door, stormed inside the compound as gunshots and sirens ring out.
Alert level 2 raised at the Taal volcano in Batangas releases steam in phreatic explosion.
I have today declared that the coronavirus presents a public health emergency in the United States.
All right, listen to Rocky here on Punk Rock Cheeseburger. And yes, this episode, basically I'm going to do a wrap-up of January 2020. Just the first month of 2020 and all the shit that's already gone down. I'm going to be talking a little bit about that. And yeah, I'm not going to get too in-depth, but kind of just do like a recap. Let's start with, by the way, this is going to be kind of dark, maybe a little depressing, I don't know, but I hope it's one of those things where we're getting all the bad stuff out first, and then we can kind of relax the rest of the year. I'm probably wrong, but yeah, that's what I'm hoping. So what do we got? We got, first of all, the Australian wildfires, the brush fires, sorry. And, that's fucking depressing. All the fucking damage, all the, animals that were, perished in the bushfires. I think it was reported the worst wildfire in the world, at least in decades. And I think it's starting to get under control or is under control. But they need to do a lot of rebuilding, and still a lot of shit. What else do we got? We had the Iran-U.S. conflict, the possibility of World War III, which didn't happen, obviously, which is good. But I still think we're all kind of on edge. Still, because again, it's been just this month all this shit has happened. And what was it? They killed Major General Soleimani after the drone strike in Baghdad. Yeah, that was a thing. what else? Well, oh yeah, following that, there was the Ukraine International Airline flight that quote unquote crashed, and then we found out was shot down, losing 176 people, which again, another story just this past month. That's fucking depressing. What else do we have? We had the Taal, I don't know how to even pronounce it, the eruption. That killed a bunch of people, animals, fucked up the whole area. What else we got? I think this is gonna be a really quick episode. I just wanted to get something out for you guys from me, just to have something out there to keep the juices flowing, because I've been kind of hitting a brick wall in my brain. Yeah, I'm trying to get material out just so I can keep going. And like I said, keep the brain fresh. But yeah, what else do we got? We had sports. Kobe Bryant and his daughter and the 7 other friends and helicopter pilot, they all died in that accident. That wasn't that long ago, like last week. And I wasn't a basketball fan, so it like didn't hit me too hard, but I understand he was a basketball legend. I've heard some of the negative things about him. I'm not going to get into that because I don't really know details. And like I said, I'm just not into that part of, sports and whatnot. So you guys have your own opinions, keep those opinions. That's cool. I just don't. And I know it just sucked for basketball fans, and players and teams and all that shit. I know a lot of people are upset. No matter what anybody thinks of the guy, it sucked. There's a lot of innocent people, kids involved. That's not cool. Let's see. Derek Jeter, Larry Walker got into the Hall of Fame. This is more of a positive note, huh? And then I turned off the TV because I was just so fucking pissed. I'm happy. Super Bowl, 49ers and the Chiefs. 49ers is my team. They've been my team since I was like 10, 11, I don't know. So I was glad to see them make it to the Super Bowl, but if you don't already know, they just fucking fell apart in the fourth quarter and just lost hard. And you know what? They played such a shitty end of the game. I feel like they deserve to lose. I was fucking pissed. I turned the TV off. I said, "Fuck this. Fuck you guys." But I'm still a fan and I'll keep watching. Why not? I'm not a huge football fan, but I do enjoy watching it. And like I said, I have a team. I've had a team since I was 10. That was the 49ers. And yeah. What else is going on? Oh, how can I forget? The coronavirus outbreak. This is fun. This is really fun. Actually, on a daily basis, I monitor this because it's part of what I do, and it blows my mind, like, how quickly it has just, like, blown up. You know, it's like the first day or two, it was like 1,000 cases, you know, there's like a couple deaths here and there, and it's been 2 weeks, I believe, since it started, give or take. And we are up over 17,000 confirmed cases, 362 deaths. That's in 2 weeks. Like, how fucking crazy is this? And I don't want to get into conspiracy theories. I know everyone has this fucking idea. It was the umbrella fucking company, and they did this on purpose, or I don't know. I've been seeing a lot of things with people like, check your Lysol cans. It says coronavirus on it. Isn't that strange? Oh, this is fucking weird. Well, no, asshole. The coronavirus has been around since like 1960. This is just a different version, a mutated version. So yeah, the fucking Lysol can's gonna be able to, I guess, clean the coronavirus, just not this one. And again, this didn't just fucking pop out of nowhere. It changed. It morphed into another version. It's basically SARS that just changed over. And yeah, I can't even like think of the words. It's basically, we already known about it. It's just a different breed, basically. And like these fucking conspiracy people and the anti-vaxxers and just these fucking, I hate to say it, but fucking idiots. I'm not above anyone. I don't think I'm smarter than anyone else, but you're a fucking idiot if you're like an anti-vaxxer and then you have this conspiracy that fucking China made this for I don't even know what reason. Why do you think they did it on purpose? I don't know. But yeah, if you're one of those people that posted, "Oh, this is on my Lysol can. That's so weird. Something strange." No, you're a fucking moron. Like, seriously, here's how you spell Google. Google, period, com. Type that into your fucking browser and then look up coronavirus discovery. It'll say 1960. So just fucking calm down with your fucking bullshit. Oh my God. But anyway, that's that. That's my rant. To get off my chest. I've been kind of just in a shitty mood lately, and I think I needed to rant. I did a little bit of traveling this weekend, see family and stuff, and the entire drive, it was like a 20-minute drive, it was just me fucking cursing at every single other driver on the street. Because I've just been one of those moods, man. But hopefully things will be turning around for everyone soon, because this past month has just been fucking dark and depressing. if you don't already know, I no matter what the situation is, I'm laughing. I'm always laughing. I'm not necessarily laughing at the situation or laughing at something. It's just, I think that's my kind of my coping mechanism. I laugh. I laugh when I'm nervous. I laugh when I'm pissed. I laugh when I'm happy. But I would like this laugh of nervousness and this laugh of depression to turn into a laugh of happiness soon, because this month has just been fucking dark and depressing, and we need things to change. Oh yeah, what else is going on? One more thing, the fucking impeachment trial, which I think is bullshit. I think there's a case against the president. I think he should be impeached, but at the same time, I don't want him to be impeached, because if he's impeached, someone else gets in power and things could be a lot worse. So I think he did something wrong. I think he's in trouble, but let's just let him finish out 2020. Then we'll get him if he's elected out of office. Then we can send him to prison for all the other bullshit that they're just waiting for him to not be president for, because that's what I think is going to happen. I think they have a stack of laws that he has broken, and as soon as old Donnie is no longer president, he will be putting on an orange jumpsuit. And that's just my opinion. I don't know. I could be wrong. I think that's what's going to happen. And it might not happen for another 5 years. But I think it's going to happen eventually. And yeah. So let's try and change our attitude. Let's try and be more positive. This is more me speaking to myself, not necessarily you guys. Come on, Rocky. Get your shit together. Be happy, man. Be happy. But I did, if you guys don't already know, I do a Twitch. I'm a Twitch affiliate streamer, and I did a stream this past weekend, and I have a lineup. I would say, I think 2 or 3 people. Hopefully in the next few weeks, I'll be able to interview and get new people on, and hopefully they'll be good little interviews and entertaining, and you guys will enjoy them. But until then, I will bid you all adieu. I will see you or talk to you next week, hopefully. And again, like I said, hopefully I'll have something set up with an interview, or just I'll be bullshitting with a friend or something. We'll see what happens. But all right, thanks for listening. And go follow, subscribe, find me anywhere on the internet. Google Punk Rock Cheeseburger. You'll find us. Find my Twitch. It's twitch.tv/punkrockcheeseburger. Obviously we're on Spotify, Anchor, iTunes, everything. I'm everywhere. We're everywhere. Just find us and subscribe, follow, donate if you can. I will love you 10 times more than I do already now. So I will see you all next time. Have a good night, evening, and or day. Bye.